Hey, everybody, this is Jean Tien, and welcome to another episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic, where we have a very special guest with us today. Her name is Harmony Skillman, and Harmony is a full-service travel agent and author of the popular travel blog Mama to Go. She enjoys traveling with her husband, children. She also enjoys paddle boarding, running, drinking wine, and lounging on the beach. And if you don't already follow Harmony on social media, you absolutely should, because she will instill you with the travel bug for sure. So let's get started. Hey, Harmony, how are you?
Hi, Jean. How are you?
Good.
I'm excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. So what the audience doesn't know is that Harmony and I have known each other forever. I think you're like one of the few, and I can count probably less than like a handful of people that I still keep in touch with from high school. That's how far back we go. And, you know, and the funny thing is like, we always knew the same people, but I don't think you and I were very close in high school. Like, we didn't really hang out. So I love the fact that social media has brought us together, and that it's brought us, quite frankly, like closer.
Yeah, totally. That's been one of the benefits of social media. Yeah. I mean, we won't say how long ago high school was, but
yeah, no. So for those of you, and then also for those of you who don't know, Harmony is an amazing travel agent. I've used Harmony's services before, and that's why I'm so happy to have her on the show with us. And I wanted to have this opportunity for her to share her story, because I thought it was such a great example of someone who has done a traditional career route, but then decided that, you know, she was going to look into something else and really found a passion, because what you have here from a travel perspective is really a passion for helping others create a vacation, right? And giving them like the benefits of an amazing vacation. So if you can share with us your story of how you changed careers, where did you start off with? What are you doing now? How did you get involved in the travel agent business?
Okay. Yeah. This is kind of a crazy story. So out of college, I was a middle school and high school math teacher. That's what I went to college for. I studied math. I studied math education. I started teaching in a small private school in Washington, DC, which was really great. I loved it there, but I missed the New York area, my family. So I moved back to New York, got hooked up with a really great school in Manhattan as well. Just had a great experience there. Very supportive environment. I loved the students. I loved the faculty that I was working with. I was able to, you know, really grow as a teacher and as a school leader. And then in 2009, I had my first child, my son. And so I took some time off and, you know, always knowing that teaching would be there, but the re-entry wasn't quite what I thought it would be. I moved to Long Island in 2013 and got back into teaching, and just not a great fit. And you just kind of have that like, oh, this isn't what I thought it would be. And education had changed a lot. It was just a different environment. It was a pretty toxic environment, to be honest. There's a lot of tears for many, many nights of tears. And I just always had this feeling that something better was out there for me. But I remember even saying to my husband, you know, in like some of the lowest moments, I know there's something better out there for me, but I don't know what it is. And that just has stuck with me the last like 6 years. That was about 6 years ago. So I made the crazy, you know, very hard decision to leave a profession I did love at one point. I felt like I needed to just regroup. That was the year I was on the verge of turning 40. So I felt like a huge failure. I felt like, you know, oh my God, what am I going to do? You know, who's going to want to hire me? Like, how am I going to get back into anything? I don't really know how to do anything else. It's pretty scary. And I had always loved to travel. So where travel came into that was the year I took off with my son in between, from when he was born till when he was about 18 months old, I didn't work at all. After that, I started doing tutoring and some subbing. So I was kind of getting back into teaching at that point. But I had a travel blog, a mommy blog, back in 2010, when that was sort of just like a new medium. Social media still was very different. And there were some moms who were doing big blogs, and it was very different then. And it was kind of like, oh, you can't make any money off this. This is stupid. And then when I got pregnant with my daughter, I was just so ill for so many months that that blog just kind of fell off. And that was called Baby to Go. And I would write about my son and I's adventures. He was about, you know, a year old, a toddler at the time. And we would do, you know, trips to New York City, local things, exploring our neighborhood in Queens, New York, going to Florida, going to North Carolina, like going to Sesame Place, those kind of things. And I would just take a lot of pictures and write about it. And it was 2010. So, you know, you wrote a blog and put it on Facebook and everyone clicked on it because it was before everything was just so saturated. So when I stopped teaching, I kind of came back to that. I was like, I'm going to do this for fun. I'm just going to, you know, we do a lot of trips and I have a lot of good advice to give. I'm going to, you know, just put it out there. I learned a lot about website development, SEO, social media, and it was just something to kind of fill my time, kind of a hobby, kind of like, oh, maybe you can make a few bucks off this. And then after doing that for 2 years, I was like, well, maybe I really could do something in the travel space. I knew some other bloggers who had taken the leap to becoming travel agents, and I started reaching out and asking them about their experience. And that's how I landed at Paradise Travel. I was asking a girlfriend I knew about how she got involved in it. And a week later, they're like, do you want to join? And it's just really taken off and has been just such a great experience for me.
Yeah, so your business has just, I mean, from what I can tell, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. Right. And so a couple of things as you were talking. So, you know, I think the experience that you had with that feeling of there has to be something better out there for you, I think so many of us can resonate with that. I know certainly that was the experience that I had that prompted me to go and look for something different. And I love the fact that you didn't let fear stop you and from putting your own joy and happiness first, right? And taking that big step outside of your comfort zone. So as you were learning the SEOs and the web stuff, were you still working at that time or were you already outside? Did you already leave your teaching profession?
Yeah, so I was already done with teaching. I was still tutoring. So that was kind of bringing in a little bit of income and giving me stuff to do, but then freeing up my daytime to work on the blog, to work on social media. And then, now I'm not doing any tutoring. I'm pretty much officially out of the teaching realm because the travel does take up all my time.
Yeah. And, you know, how was it for you during the pandemic? Because travel was clearly one of the hardest hit industries, right? So share with us what you did there. And, you know, for those of you who don't follow Harmony, I think one of the things that was so amazing for her, and I think it really paid off because she was planting the seeds during the pandemic, is you never let it stop you. So even though the pandemic prohibited you from travel, like outside of the US or whatever, like you kept going. So I love that persistence. So sorry, I didn't mean to like step in, but tell us your experience during the pandemic.
Yeah. I mean, getting into travel, you know, starting my, you know, going with the travel agency in 2018, and I, you know, really did hit the ground running because I did have 2 years of blogging and building up some social media presence and kind of being known as like the travel mom. So that was a great place to start. So I really hit the ground running. And so the first, you know, year and how many months leading up to March of 2020, I was really doing pretty well for a newbie, you know, learning how to book travel in different places that I hadn't been to. And then everything came to just a screeching halt. And it sucked, to be honest, you know, and all the work that I had done really, I'd say like the 6 months prior to March 2020, a lot of it was, you know, ended up being all for nothing. But it did give me a chance to do a few things, to do a lot more training, to do, believe it or not, a lot of travel in 2020 and 2021, because a lot of the places were, the agents have always been on the forefront. I was at All Inclusives in October of 2020. They were, I was turning down invitations to visit different islands left and right. I was, you know, visiting new islands. And then you kind of saw the same with theme parks and then cruises. I've been on 3 cruises since the restart. And recently now with European travels, it's come back. So we've kind of been on the forefront of everything, and that's allowed me to really learn a lot and to just get my systems down with business. And I think coming from teaching to travel, it's obviously very different, but I feel like it all falls under the umbrella of like, I'm a helper. That's what I like to do. I like to help people. And if you think about it, that's kind of what you're doing in both of those things. But having a little bit of pause during the actual, you know, real shutdown in the spring of 2020 at least gave me a little more time to get a little more organized with my business. And that's something that I've enjoyed learning more about and look forward to keep learning about. There's always more to be doing when you have your own business.
Yeah. And then, so when you were traveling during the pandemic, was it scary? And, you know, what was the experience like for you? You know, or was it like eye-opening when you went to the other locations?
Yeah, a little bit of both, of course. You know, we spent the entire summer of 2020 in Florida. So we were really like, I think it was June 5th of 2020, we left New York. We're like, we want to take advantage of this. We want to be doing stuff. We need a change of scenery. I just have a go-go mindset. So even just staying home for all those first months was tough. But, you know, I think the hardest thing was the judgment. You know, there were definitely some people who were like, you know, not approving of traveling at that time. I mean, I did feel a little nervous going on airplanes, October of 2020. But I also, you know, it was similar in going to grocery stores, similar precautions. Things were not that crowded. So it was nice to report back that, you know, these things could be done safely. You know, we just kind of try to be as safe as possible. And same with going cruising this fall,
right?
You know, cruising got such a bad rap. So, but I really tried to cover my bases, making sure I had insurance and wearing masks and with the testing and just feeling comfortable with the protocols. And I did feel a little bit of like, I'm going to practice what I preach. If I'm telling people, you can go here, there, and everywhere, then I'm showing them that I can do it and that I feel comfortable bringing my family to these places.
Yeah. And I love that. And you absolutely do that too. And so what helped you? Because I remember you had, I think, you had something that was a frustrating response, I think, right? Or a reaction from some of the people that follow you on social media. And if I remember correctly, I think the schools that your children had, you know, attended had reached out to you to remind you of the travel requirements at that time and the reporting requirements, right? So how do you deal with now the judgment that you get from people who look at you and say, like, you know, aren't you putting your family at risk? How can you be so cavalier about the pandemic? How did you deal with that? Both, I guess, with your family, if they were impacted, and for yourself too.
Yeah, it was hard because first of all, I'm a rule follower. So, we did try to follow the rules, even though looking back, especially some of these rules were just so arbitrary and just didn't, you know, really didn't make sense. I kept saying throughout the pandemic that travel seemed to be the low hanging fruit,
right?
That it was just the easy thing to go after, to kind of say like, oh, you shouldn't be doing this, or just to make judgment on when there were plenty of things happening. Mm-hmm. I know, like in my neighborhood with parties and social gatherings, and it was hard to stop doing the things that we loved for so long. You know, in the beginning, it was kind of like, as we all know, like, okay, I won't go to the gym. I won't go to friends' houses, you know, the things that complete our lives. And then after a while, you had to kind of balance, like, I have to live my life and not be so afraid, but yet take the precautions. So I tried to really model that, like following the rules, taking the precautions, but being able to do some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And what do you say for those individuals out there in the audience that, you know, have the same, not related to the pandemic, but have the same nagging sense that they were always meant to do more, but yet they weren't sure how to find out what more is? Like, what would be your biggest advice for these individuals?
Yeah, I mean, it is so hard because I also knew that I was in a very privileged place of being able to leave my job as much as I hated it, because, you know, my husband had benefits and, you know, that we were going to be okay. Tutoring was a good fallback as an alternative. So that at least there was a little bit of something, both income coming in and something to make me feel like I was doing something. You know, probably would have been better to have a little more of a plan, but I'd come to like a fork in the road where I really had to take that leap without having a plan. I just kind of know myself, and I knew that I was going to find something again, like very much like I knew there's something out there, but I didn't know what it was. And looking back, it was like, okay, this was where I was meant to be. It's hard. I mean, I'm not going to lie and say like, oh, leave your great job and go, you know, and travel is, it's a business. It's hard. It's, you know, the pandemic really showed the ups and downs. It is a lot of work. Yeah, we get to go travel a lot of cool places, but it's, you know, thousands of pictures and note taking and, you know, the expectation that you're going to sell these things when you're invited to come experience some of these beautiful places. So, you know, it is like a serious thing. And I don't know, it's hard. I'm very thankful that I have supportive family and was able to take that path in the way I did.
Amazing. And so how do you define success for you?
Yeah. When you sent me that question, I was like, that is a tough one, because there's a part of it that wants to say, like, you know, being happy and doing what you love is, you know, really means success. But there's also, having gone through the pandemic and what happened to my business, there's also a part of me that really gets that high off feeling like I'm making money, contributing to my family, able to, you know, contribute to things like, you know, feel more comfortable with the college fund and, you know, house remodels and, you know, some fun bells and whistles that entice our life, enhance our life. You know, I really like the way I've laid out my flexibility with my time. To me, that makes me feel really successful. Then of course, you know, I plan lots of trips and big trips, little trips, but like when someone comes back and says, you know, thank you, you made my trip so much better, I'm so appreciative, that's just the best feeling. And seeing families go out there and make these incredible memories, you know, big trips, small trips, is just makes me feel very successful.
Yeah. And for those of you who are looking for the most patient travel agent, I can guarantee by personal experience that Harmony is that person, because I don't know when she was, I don't know, Harmony, you took like when I don't have control over my travel plans, I kind of get a little airheaded. So the number of times I've like texted you, like, I don't have this. It's like, yes, you do. And it's like, oh my gosh, where is it?
Yeah, like, it's a lot now.
It's all laid out. It's like, oh yeah, okay, thanks.
I think that comes to you from years in the classroom. Again, how, you know, teaching set me up to become a travel advisor. But yeah, working with people, I am very patient. I try to be very respectful of everyone's, you know, questions and time. And, you know, even with in terms of like the travel restrictions, you know, it's not everything's for everybody.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty patient with that.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's next for you, in terms of what, you know, what are you planning for 2022? What are you you know, what are the big things within your business that you're looking to implement and execute over the next 3 to 5 years?
Well, that's a good question. Well, I mean, I'm very happy with the way things are going. I mean, my business model, and every agent's a little bit different, but where I've been over the last year really generating my leads, and this is something I worked on during the downtime of the pandemic, is using my website to funnel people who are looking for my services to me. And so I just want to continue to grow that. And I like that it also has me controlling a little bit what I'm selling, because if there's things I know more about and I'm putting out good articles and then people are finding me and utilizing my service, it's just like a win-win all around. But I would like to maybe, you know, as Europe travel comes back, that's definitely something I'm kind of on the back of my mind, you know, do I want to start maybe charging fees for those types of trips, like these big trips where people want to go all sorts of destinations? So maybe exploring that as a different model and maybe learning more about European river cruising as that starts to come back. So that's an area that I, you know, has really fallen by the wayside the last few years, but I would like to maybe learn more about. And I'm, you know, at the point where I really like to take, you know, see good customer retention. So I've been gaining lots of clients, but I think the best nod is, you know, to see then people coming back year after year for their vacations.
Yeah, absolutely. And what do you say to those people who, you know, I mean, look, they can always use a Priceline or call the, you know, the hotel directly. Like, what do you say for those individuals who say like, I can just do it by myself?
You know what? I, in the beginning, when you start out in travel, anyone who says a word about like leaving their house, you're like, I could do this. I can help you. I can, but now I'm starting, I'm at a great place where there are plenty of people who are self-bookers. There are people who like to plan their own travel and they're not looking for my services. I think the people who are looking for my services are the ones who, one, don't have the time to do all the research or don't want to, or don't know how, or do like, I have some clients who do like doing that, but they want that professional in their corner. So if something goes wrong or just for the little extras or to do some of the phone calls for them or just some of the legwork for them. So, you know, yes, there is travel could be, you know, you could do it on your own. Again, I think the little professional, it's always nice to bounce off ideas. And right now with all of the restrictions and requirements for various places and with things changing, it's nice to have a professional in your corner. And in a lot of cases, it doesn't cost more to use a travel agent, which a lot of people don't realize. So nice to be in a place where you're not like chasing people to get them to book with you, but you're working with people who do value your service. Because I say, I'm not really selling a product. I'm a service. Mm-hmm. Which is, you know, I am selling products, but it's my service that can't be beat by Priceline or, you know, calling up the Disney call center or whatever.
Yeah. And sometimes you have to wait hours, right, to get through, mm-hmm. especially if there was like a general system issue or a location issue.
Of course.
Yeah. So having mm-hmm. that is so helpful. Well, any last words that you want to share with the audience before we wrap up for today?
You know, I think because we are both moms, we're both women, and when you asked the question about, you know, advice for making changes, you know, it's never too late to make those changes. I think that's something looking back on the last like 5 years, I realized because I definitely had this thought in my mind, like, oh, I'm turning 40. I should be, you know, so my title should start with a C and I should be making all this money and I should be doing all this stuff. And I'm really glad that didn't hinder me from sticking in a place that I didn't really, I mean, beyond didn't love, that was just toxic, instead of, you know, seeing what's ahead. So it's scary, but, you know.
So worth it. So worth it. Yeah. So thanks, Harmony, so much for joining us today. And for the audience, you can find Harmony on her website. And Harmony, can you just share with us your website information?
Sure. Yeah. So my blog, it's called Mama To Go. So MOMMATOGO.com. That's my blog. And that's all my socials on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest. I have a YouTube channel. And I'd love to connect with some of your listeners.
Thanks so much. So I will include all of Harmony's links in the show notes so that you have an easy way to reach out to her. If you're looking for a super professional and patient travel agent, mm-hmm. Harmony is definitely the way to go. I can personally guarantee that through personal experience. Mm-hmm. And if you have found this episode to be a benefit for you, if you've learned something, if you know of anyone who would benefit from the messages that we have talked about today, outstepping our fear, overcoming any personal judgment or judgment from outside, please like and share this episode so that we can start spreading the news and create more impact just through our conversations. So Have a great one, and we will talk soon. Bye, everybody.
Bye.